Now, John and Madhur, I want to ask a very important fundamental question. In current context, to deliver these personalized experience, I think one bank needs to have the right set of technology. But at the same point in time, the power of data, where a lot of investment has gone in the last few years, especially since the time COVID has come in, how important it is to have the right set of technology architecture and right data analytics capabilities that can then help bank to be agile enough to react either to market volatile market conditions and market changes, or even able to respond to the customer expectations around the experience and personalization that they expect from their high street bank or main bank where they have their consolidated relationship. John, what's your view?
Yeah, I think Booker, I'll probably focus more on the analytics point. I'll leave Madhur to comment on technology, be much better placed than me. And I think so. The point I raised earlier at the start of the podcast around the playing catch up in analytics, I think is very much the case for deposits. I think what we're seeing now is the real banks really understanding how underinvested they have been in analytics for deposits. In many instances, flying pretty blind. It's pretty common that banks will just, they'll see their balances go up, they'll see them go down. They might be able to estimate where the funds are coming from and to, but reality is they don't have the insights to know, really where the bulk of the money's coming to, where it's coming from. I mean, we've seen, without naming names, just in comments in banks' annual reports that are actually critical to share price movement based on where deposits have gone to. And I won't say any more on that particular topic, but it's a critical missing link in the bank's understanding of their customer behaviors. So how are they going about tackling that? I think the first thing that we're seeing is the first sort of step is about this flow of funds modeling. So that's where banks really invest in understanding at a really granular level where money is going to, where it's going from, and how it's going between accounts within the bank. Mm-hmm. It's really the foundation of understanding deposit flows. Once banks have invested in that sort of, in that sort of foundational capability, something I guess the real next step is using that to understand the elasticity of different flows, understanding how small or large movements in price, both their own price or prices in the competitive environment, how they will impact on their deposit flows. That kind of analytics, I'd say, the deposit side of the book, significantly underinvested in compared to the level of analytics that's gone into mortgage pricing and loan pricing. Big opportunity for the banks to up their game there and really understand their customers better and then go on to develop the right pricing, customer and product strategies to deal with that.
Fantastic, John. I think rightly said, and Madhur, from a technology perspective, what's your view? How technology is enabling those analytics capabilities and the execution capabilities in terms of managing some of the hurdles that legacy technology brings in into the bank and stop or sort of delays these kind of personalized customer experience? So how technology in today's context is enabling that, Madhur, as you pointed out earlier?
Sure. If I take off from what John spoke about, investments into technology, which allows them to look, each bank to look at individual customer values as they decide pricing strategies, going beyond what John said, just purely in from a product, if I would say, not just only from a product pricing strategy, but from a customer value, which John spoke of, and using that to decide pricing strategies. Now, legacy technology does not necessarily have the scale or the ability to, what I would say is, manage these, let's say customer value on at an individual customer level. Banks, of course, have to, while they're talking about personalized experiences, you just think about it, have to not only be fair to each of their customers, but prove their fairness as well, be able to trace why and what rate was applied. If I just continue to talk about rates, and and clearly prove that they have not been discriminatory in a way for a customer compared to other customers. Now, current technology, you know, I don't want to go into specific technologies, but current technology allows that scale and automation of using this humongous data, which you spoke about, Pulkit, and being able to discern the value of each customer so that they, the banks are allowed to go or can go beyond what is, what was static segmentation, which is what is ruling the banking world today. You know, you belong to this and this segment, so I'm going to pay you this kind of deposit, apart from obviously the needs in terms of terms, etc. But moving far more to a dynamic segment, which is basically driven by the value which each customer is bringing in a sense, and as well as the persona of the customer at that point in time. Not just because, Pulkit, you have you're a middle-aged professional with two kids, and that's the perspective. But the fact that Pulkit today is looking to buy a home, and he's saving to you know, for the deposit to pay the to buy the home. Plus, now the perspective saying that technology today allows banks to scale, automate, and still be able to control from all dimensions, regulatory, risk, fairness, etc., to be able to deliver value to each individual customer based on their particular needs. I think that technology exists. Banks have to think slightly differently, have to bring in the perspective of saying that I need to do it and then look at what technology we should do. Analytics is a key piece. John spoke about it in quite a bit of detail. But how do I use the analytics to bring customer personalization? Technology exists.
Thanks a lot, Madhur and John. And to conclude our podcast, the fundamental aspect around product pricing and customer experience strategies, what would be your recommendation to the bankers and our friends listening to this podcast, whether they are from High Street Bank or Neo Bank, or whether even they are consumers? What strategies bank can take to win this deposit war and to retain their customer, or even grow along with their customers? John?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, there's probably four things that I was highlighted being critical. The first one's really not really a strategy, but just a real focus. So deposits has not been an area of focus for banks for many years. A lot of banks have really built their business models on lending and almost taken deposits for granted. That has to change, and the investment needs to follow. So that's, I guess, more of a foundational piece. But in terms of the actual strategies, I think there's definitely a capability piece. That capability piece would span, you know, analytics and technology and insights more broadly. The second thing I'd point to is product range. We've seen a lot of compression of product ranges for all the reasons that we've just described. That needs to be expanded, not to a point where we're talking about product clutter. That's clearly not the objective. We're still looking for a very clear, clean, simple range where customers know what's the right product for them. But it's about having that closer fit and making use of the greater differentiation available across the yield curve. And then the third thing I'd point to would be customer engagement. I think one example of that would be, I think something we're seeing in some markets now about banks really actually reaching out and helping people to save. You know, not just promoting their products, but actually taking steps to help people put money aside, perhaps overcomes some of the behavioral traits to spend money they don't have or spend all of their earnings, and just help people build nest eggs for the future that ultimately improve their financial health. I think those are the three things that I would point to, as well as the overall level of management focus.
Well, thanks a lot, John. I think the last point that you made, bank being empathetic to their customer, bank becoming part of the journey of a customer, whether it is in today's context of high interest rate, a lot of customers are facing difficulties because of the inflation here in the UK or across the world, and finding it difficult to manage their finances. And if bank act as a partner and truly collaborate with their consumers and help them save more, help them weather the storm, I'm sure they'll have at least my loyalties, and I'm sure our listeners will agree to it. That's how, you know, our parents, they have been loyal to their banks for generations. It's, you know, some of the likes of us or even the millennial Z consumers that are flicky in nature and they are more prone to switching, whereas some of the consumers age of my parents or so on, they have stuck to their bank for ages. And that's because earlier banking used to be a highly personalized engagement. Bankers in the branches used to work with their consumers to increase their savings or to get the best products and services which are relevant to those consumers. I think that's a very important take, John, and thanks for sharing that. Madhur, last snippets from you. What do you suggest are the key strategies that bank can take in the current high deposit rate environment?
So Pulkit, you made a very interesting point of the personal touch, which was what drove banking earlier, and banking was all about the individual. And unfortunately, what I see has happened is that technology, rather than helping that customer centricity, as I call it, has actually made banks move away from the customer into far more in quotes selling entities, right? They are looking at selling products. John made a point about banks actually now working with customers to help them save. I would just expand that a little bit to say banks really need to look from a top-down approach as to how they become customer-centricity, and use technology to drive that, not to for technology to drive that away in a sense, which was what was the main theme of banking even probably 20, 25 years ago. But banking as technology has come in has become more and more impersonal, which has essentially made the fact that they are not looking at what a individual customer wants. They are not looking at what is the individual customer's, life situation. And they are not able to help them. They're not being customer centric. And that true customer centricity, holistic customer centricity, I'm not speaking of lip service, which every bank does, but actually their business models, their business strategies, their product strategies, everything revolving around how can they personalize it to a customer, look at being customer centric, is an extremely critical dimension. And I also believe that the other dimension which banks should put in a little more attention to is, while regulators are coming in from a dimension of equality and equity and fairness, which is absolutely, absolutely critical, but banks should be able to work with regulators to bring in differentiation without sacrificing fairness and equity, to bring in differentiation simply because each customer has different need, each customer has a different value. How do banks work at that scale of one, if I want to call it, or the segment of one, without necessarily breaching these principal values of fairness? I believe that banks tend to take an extremely conservative approach and then say, let me go with the least risk model. And I understand why, because it's all about the money, right? So I understand why banks take that least risk perspective. But I believe banks can do better to work with the regulators to bring in a framework which rewards individual customers without sacrificing this fairness and other key principles.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Madhur and John, for some of the wonderful insights that you have shared with us today. I think wonderful session and discussions we have had here, and some key inputs for our listeners here. Important messages: bank needs to be more customer-centric, not only in their messaging, but truly partnering with the consumers and being part of their journey, whether it is by taking a personalized approach in their products and services, whether it is around pricing those products and services in a way that reflects the value of the relationship that a consumer brings to the bank, or whether it is by running holistic value exchange programs, or what industry called as loyalty programs, where you incentivize your customer for the behavior that you want to encourage and for the value that they bring to you. Technology has always been an enabler. Important message is to use it really to work for the customer rather than just for the bottom line. I think these are some of the golden insights shared by John and Madhur. I thank both of you for taking out time today for our listeners, for participating in this podcast. And for our listeners, stay tuned. And hang on, we'll have another interesting session coming up soon. But I thank John and Madhur for their insights today. With that, we wrap up for today's session. I wish you all a good day. Wherever you are, stay safe, stay happy. See you soon.